The driveway that leads to the White Pig Bed and Breakfast winds through 172 acres of woods, past rolling green fields, and a number of signs warning drivers to watch out for wildlife, toads, turtles, pigs.
There's constantly a parade of animals on my driveway, raccoons, possum, bunnies, turtles, snakes. There's a crazy amount of toads, so I have also warnings so people will know that these things are on the driveway and to look out for them because we try to keep everything safe here that lives here.
Dina Briggish is the innkeeper and chef who has dedicated her life to saving unwanted animals. In addition to her human guests, she has two dogs, four cats, a pony, and 11 pot-bellied pigs. Her love for the petite porkers dates back to a special present she got from her mother.
I just graduated from college, and it's like during the potbelly pig fad, and she had got me a potbelly pig for my birthday. And I don't think she thought it through very well.
After all, Dina was planning a career in the world of fashion.
I was going to be living in Manhattan, but you can't have a pig in Manhattan. And so I ended up relocating out on Long Island, getting a little house, a little backyard, and a place where it was, you know, zoned for pigs. And he was very aggressive, and we learned that a lot of the aggressive is like a pecking order instinct, and he needed to have a friend. So that's when we adopted Olive, who's still with us. She was running loose in Manhattan, actually, up in Harlem, and they found her on the streets and brought her into the SPCA out there. And they didn't have space for a pig, so they put her in with the pit bulls, and she literally went into shock.
Since then, she's rescued dozens of potbellies, including the eponymous white pig, Norman. He was so smart, so loving, that he changed Dina's life. Already a vegetarian, she decided to take things one step further, to stop eating or using any animal products. And she went to California to train as a vegan chef.
She does a dinner on Saturday nights. And so we had her savory stuff as well as, you know, we've had Belgian waffles and pancakes and had breakfast burritos yesterday. It was just delicious.
That's Patrick Funston. He and his wife spent their honeymoon at the White Pig, eating well without abandoning their principles.
We don't wear leather. We don't wear wool. We just try to make as many decisions as we can that are compassionate. And so it just is awesome to know that there's no pain being caused by your lifestyle.
At a nearby table, Jennifer DeMaria is nibbling blueberry pancakes, nodding in agreement. It's nice, she says, to travel and eat without having to explain.
Every day you face challenges to just live your life on your values, and I don't like to explain a lot of things to people out in society because you find yourself defending yourself a lot. But here it's just complete acceptance and you don't have to ask those questions and you're the one that's in the majority for a change.
There are some guests at the old farmhouse filled with antiques and pig-related knickknacks who are not vegan, but Briggish says she can please any palate.
I've had people who come here because they're like, I wanted to come to a farm, or I wanted to come to a quiet place in the mountains, and they're just delighted with the fact that they enjoy the food so much.
And after a meal, guests are invited to visit, play with, and feed leftovers to the pigs. Sandy Hausner, WVTF News.
Awakened now.